You're in a loving and trusting relationship with someone who makes you feel good, but you have worries and doubts. Perhaps you're familiar with this feeling. You may ask yourself, how do I know this is the right person for me? Or, what if this relationship doesn't last? This anxiety can happen early in a relationship or well into a committed one. Either way, a feeling of constant worry about your relationship is a specific kind of anxiety. It's called relationship anxiety, and it refers to constant or periodic feelings of worry, insecurity, or doubt about a relationship. Anxiety itself is complex and has a variety of causes and symptoms. While relationship anxiety itself lacks a formal diagnosis, it shares many symptoms with social anxiety disorder. It's not uncommon to feel insecurity or anxiety in a relationship. For example, early on in a relationship when things are informal and you haven't developed strong communication yet, it would be normal to feel this way. Some worrying isn't a sign of relationship anxiety. That's normal. But when worrying and intense anxiety begin to impact your health, daily life, or the relationship itself, that's different. Let's examine some common signs of relationship anxiety. Overthinking the little things. Regularly overthinking your partner's words and actions can be a sign you're anxious about the relationship. For instance, you could become fixated on your partner's social media activity. You may see their interactions with other people as a threat to your relationship. But it's also possible your partner is just interacting with friends and you have no reason to be concerned. Worrying about a breakup. This is a common sign of relationship anxiety. When you're in a relationship where everything is going well, it's normal to want to ensure nothing disturbs your happiness. This usually is not a problem. Although, if it grows into a fear that your partner may end the relationship at any time, it's unhealthy. This can cause you to act differently to avoid any conflict and ensure that your partner remains happy, even at the cost of your own happiness. Doubting your feelings. If you overemphasize minor differences, it can lead you to doubt if things will last. You might search for reasons why you're not compatible with your partner and place too much emphasis on these differences. Actively testing or damaging your own relationship. Unfortunately, this is a common sign of relationship anxiety. It doesn't have to be intentional, but you could be engaging in this behavior without being conscious of it. But ultimately, this behavior is about testing a partner to see how they react and to see if or how much they care about you. This can manifest itself in a variety of ways, but the common theme is doing things that could risk sabotaging the relationship, such as testing the limits to see how your partner reacts or starting arguments with your partner. While it's common to have periods where things aren't as secure or satisfying, rough patches happen, but that should be the exception, not the rule. Ultimately, if you're not enjoying your relationship because you're constantly worrying about it, you could have relationship anxiety. The cause of this anxiety can be difficult to identify, as numerous contributing factors can exist. And while you may notice a pattern in your own behavior, it might not be clear why you are behaving this way. Common factors that contribute to relationship anxiety include low self-esteem. Low self-esteem can impact all aspects of your life, including your relationships. Low self-esteem can lead to thinking your partner also sees you the same way. Attachment style. Attachment styles are considered to be influenced by your childhood relationship with your parents or other caregivers. It's complex, but in essence, some people form unhealthy attachment styles when they're young, such as anxious or attention-seeking behavior. Over time, this childhood attachment style can impact relationships in the future and can lead to anxiety about your partner. Previous relationships. Your experience of past relationships can shape your approach to current and future relationships as well. If you've been in a relationship where you were lied to, cheated on, or mistreated, it would not be unusual for you to be anxious or guarded in the future. It may feel like relationship anxiety is permanent, but it doesn't have to be. If you're trying to cope with anxiety, there's steps you can take to overcome it. For example, ask yourself why you feel anxious about your relationship. Communicate how you feel with your partner, and consider whether you could manage your anxiety with therapy. Taking these steps could help you recognize and confront your feelings of anxiety. In turn, this can be potentially helpful by sharing your feelings with your partner and a therapist. Given that the source of relationship anxiety is the fear of a breakup, it may feel counterproductive to tell your partner or even a therapist about your anxiety. But taking these steps may help strengthen your relationship. It may also help you discover and overcome the many causes of your relationship anxiety. This article was narrated by Greg Rennie and supported by Focus Mental Wellness.